Where do I start? When is the best time to start? And I have a simple answer. Here and now. That's it. You want to improve? You want to get better? That's it. You want to improve? You want to get better? You want to get on a workout program or a clean diet or start a new business? You want to write a book or make a movie or build a house or a computer or an app? Where do you start? You start right here. When do you start? You start right now. You initiate action. You go. Here is the reality. The idea isn't going to execute itself. That book isn't going to write itself. Those weights out in the gym, they aren't going to move themselves. You have to do it. And you have to do it now. So stop thinking about it. Stop dreaming about it. Stop researching every aspect of it and reading all about it and debating the pros and cons of it. Start doing it. Take that first step and make it happen. Get after it. Here and now, the person you can control. People are not who you want them to be. Kill your idols. Sure, there are things we can learn from people, but people aren't going to be what you think they are, what they should be. People, even those people you have to put up on a pedestal, are going to be faulted, weak, egomaniacal, condescending. They are going to be lazy, entitled, short-sighted. They will not be perfect. Far from it. That's fine. Learn from their weaknesses. Of course, learn from their strengths and mimic and copy them in what they do well. But equally as important, learn from their faults. See what not to do. Because you can't control other people. You can't make them what you want them to be. You can't make them who you want them to be. The only person you can control is you. So focus on making yourself who you want to be. Faster, stronger, smarter, more humble, less ego. Discipline your body. Free your mind. Get up early and go. Get after it. And you will become the person you want to be. And you become that person through one small decision at a time. Mind control. When people think of the words mind control, they think of people controlling the minds of other people. Not me. I think about controlling my own mind. Sure, we are physical beings, and we must obviously embrace our physicality, but we are our minds. And I'm not going to go philosophical on what that means and where the you actually is, whether it is a soul or your brain or your heart or some other conjured up place. What I do know is this: you, your mind, the thing that is reading and comprehending these words right now, that is you. And you can control it. You are the machine and you can control it. People ask me, how do I get tougher? Be tougher. How can I wake up early in the morning? Wake up early. How can I work out consistently every day? Work out consistently every day. How can I stop eating sugar? Stop eating sugar. You can even control your emotions. How can I stop missing that girl or guy or whoever broke up with me? Stop missing them. You have control over your mind. You just have to assert it. You have to decide that you are going to be in control, that you are going to do what you want to do. Weakness doesn't get a vote. Laziness doesn't get a vote. Sadness doesn't get a vote. Frustration doesn't get a vote. Negativity doesn't get a vote. Your temper doesn't get a vote. So next time you are feeling weak or lazy or soft or emotional, tell those feelings they don't get a vote. You are declaring martial law on your mind. Mind control. Impose what you want on your brain. Discipline.